I got to tell you, Logan, V is, I think, one of the network television show top hits for the season, time and time again. It's exciting.
Yeah, we're doing a really good job, and all of us actors were really trying to make it really human, but still. See, me, the one reason what drew me to this show is because, I mean, George, I've been listening to your show. When I left for Chicago, one of the things I would do is, the only way I could really kind of have something in common with my dad since I was gone for so long, is we would listen to Coast to Coast.
Uh-huh.
So we'd call each other up and say, oh, you hear about last night's, you know, stuff. And so I feel really cool because it's cool to be part of a show that's really helping the subject and taking it seriously. I mean, I've met with John Rhodes, actually, and he's a really cool guy, and we've talked about the subject, and he has my number, and he calls me up sometimes and asks me how things are going, so, you know.
Oh, he's a super guy. Well, what's your belief system, Logan? I mean, here you are. You're playing the part of Taylor Evans in V.
Tyler.
Yeah, and what's the belief system in extraterrestrials?
I definitely believe something's out there. In a lot of ways, I do believe something crashed in 1947 in Roswell because the way they covered it up so quickly, I personally believe something's going on. I mean, there's too much, I mean, the shadow government and everything like that. I think the reason why our show's doing so well is, you know, in the 80s when it came about, the Cold War was heating up again. And I think that it's a bit of a, when the populace knows something's going on, they tend to like a show like this. So, you know, right now, we have the terrorist threat and everything else, but we also know that something with our government isn't quite right. And I think that's what our show really addresses. And, you know, these aliens show up, they give us all these wonderful things. I mean, my character's kind of the young people who want to make the world better. That's what my character represents. But my beliefs, definitely think something's going on, and there is life out there. It's only a matter of time before we discover it.
Do you think we've been visited?
Yes, definitely, because it makes there's too many accounts. I mean, Fire in the Sky is a great movie, but I mean, what an insane true story. I mean, how could that not be real when a guy goes, 5 weeks without water and food? That's more than a hoax, George.
Yeah, absolutely, Logan. It truly is. So, Logan, if you're a regular listener of Coast to Coast, whenever you can, who are some of your favorites, or what are some of your favorite topics?
Well, one of my favorite topics is usually, I like cryptozoology a lot. I actually did my senior thesis project on the possibility of a North American bipedal ape. So I have some pretty interesting theories. If I can run them by you, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Then we'll take some phone calls with you. Go ahead.
I was one thing what I've never heard come up is, you know, there's the Gigantopithecus theory that Bigfoot came from, northern China and then moved up over the Bering Land Bridge, and then that's how it got into the Americas, just like how people did. But Gigantopithecus is actually a form of orangutan. That's what a branch it came off of.
A big one.
Yes. But what nobody seems to propose, which is, you know, pretty interesting, not that I've heard of yet, is that to get an idea of what this animal might be like, I started studying orangutans, which is probably my favorite grade ape. But orangutans actually bury their dead, and no one ever talks about that.
That's bizarre.
Yes, they bury their dead. They're one of, I think there's only two primates that actually bury their dead, and they're one of them. So that's where I think the bodies are going.
It makes you wonder if they're spiritual when they do that.
Well, that's where I started. It was really interesting because with the Neanderthal, they found articles. They found flowers in their graves and different things like that. So it's really interesting to think of something that's an entirely different species than us that has spiritual beliefs. And I think it's pretty interesting. And there are certain groups that actually believe that chimpanzees should have every right as a small tribe should have, because, we're so close to them.
Absolutely.